And I'm joined by Westfield Knights head wrestling coach Scott Vaughn with the weekly wrestling report. And the postseason all got started this Saturday, Scott, for the Division II sectional tournament over at Steubenville, and finish up as the runner-up as a team, the Beaver Local, and of course three champions individually for your squad, along with 10 wrestlers in all, moving on to the district tournament.
Yeah, overall I'd say we wrestled pretty well. Getting to that second place as a team was a pretty good finish. It was kind of a four-team race the whole day, so I wouldn't have been surprised if we would have been anywhere from first to fourth. But, you know, to place 13 kids, I was pretty happy with that. Obviously, like every year, you're trying to get all 14 out, and whatever the results are, you always feel like you could have got, you know, a couple more. But overall, I thought the guys wrestled really well. So going through the results, like you said, we took second. Sixth place finisher was Ian Darty. Fifth place finisher, so top four go to districts. Fifth place is an alternate for district. Noah Grassball and Finn McClintock took fifth. Fourth place finishers, Colton Garver, Oliver Hiller, and Easton Ross. Third place was Lincoln Gones and Dylan Sowers. Sectional runner-up was Wyatt Crabb and Gabe Umstead. And then we had three champs. I'm just going to kind of talk about them just for a second, because they all three individually had great performances, especially in the finals. So Peyton Martin at 120, he beat a returning state qualifier in the semis, and then he beat the number three ranked kid in the state, who was also a returning state placer. So I'm really proud of him. You know, he went down in the match and he came back with a takedown at the end, and I'm really proud of him, you know, battling his injury this season. I know it's been frustrating for him. So super proud of him. Loudon Dixon had probably the highlight finals match, maybe even the state, with him and the Beaver Local kid, who's actually ranked 16th in the state. He got in on a couple shots. You know, he wasn't able to finish, but he got the takedown in overtime, so that's a great match for him. And then Cam McCluggage avenged the loss from sectionals last year, actually, in the consolation semis. So he saw that same opponent in the finals. He handled the match. You know, he controlled it the whole way through and won a sectional title. So huge improvement from last year from Cam. He's going out. He's dominating. And he's, you know, controlling the match as opposed to last year, where sometimes he was just trying to control the matches, keep it close, and, you know, find a way to win at the end. So huge improvement from Cam for season. So great job by those three champs.
Well, great point we mentioned about Cam here. Just in general, it's always great to see the guys be champions and win their matches here. But to see guys kind of grow from what they were from a season ago, right, Scott? Always great to see as a coach here, to see the guys kind of take that next step as a wrestler.
Yeah, and a lot of times their growth that they make, they have the technique, they have the skills, but a lot of times it's between the ears. And we work a lot on that, you know, the mental side of things, because they can have all the skills they want, but if they don't have it between the ears, none of that stuff matters. So I think especially for Cam, getting to the state tournament last year was a huge boost for him, especially how he did it, you know, as a district alternate, getting in and then coming all the way through to make it out. I think that made a huge difference for him. He's got a lot more confidence in matches. He knows he's never out of the match, no matter what the score is. Same for Peyton, you know, going to state last year for the first time, placing. I mean, just has a different mentality going into matches. He believes he can win every match. Yeah, and then Loudon, you know, winning state last year. I know that can be a little stressful, you know, coming back and, you know, everybody's expecting, you know, they know you as a state champ and you're wanting to do that again. But he's handled that stress really well. You know, he just wants to go out and have fun. That's what he's really focused on, and the results take care of themselves. So he does a good job with that. But yeah, a lot of growth really from all of our kids from last season. I could go into every kid individually, but I was very impressed with their growth from year to year.
Great to see all of that for those. We'll talk more about the varsity momentarily, but also elementary school wrestlers had some guys in action on the Sunday in the OAC grade school district qualifier over at Berea Mid Park in a double elimination format.
Yeah, so we had the two Atama brothers. They competed for a last chance opportunity to qualify for the state tournament. Unfortunately, they didn't qualify. I know Andrew went 1-2, so he won one match, and Everett went 2-2, and he had a loaded weight class, you know, just because he's, you know, around the same weight as my boys. I know some of the names, and, you know, unfortunately he didn't qualify, but he's made great strides as a sixth grader. I'm looking forward to seeing him next year in the junior high. I think, you know, he's going to be a kid that, you know, might fly under the radar a little bit, but at some point, you know, everything's going to come together and he's going to be a real talented wrestler, where his brother Andrew, you know, he's just kind of getting started. So he's seeing success, but he's still new to the sport, so it'll come along for him. He's a big kid. He's a strong kid, so he's going to be all right. So yeah, the next thing for youth will be the OAC state tournament here later in March.
All right, and moving ahead, of course, this weekend will be the Division II district tournament for the varsity over at Gallia Academy.
Yeah, the long drive down to Gallia. So, wrestling will start on Friday. I believe wrestling starts at 1 o'clock. They'll run two championship and two consolation rounds on Friday, and then we'll come back around and start wrestling on Saturday morning, and they'll finish the tournament through. So, yeah, that's the plan. And top four finishers at the district tournament get an opportunity to go to the state tournament.
Well, with that mind here, Scott, what's kind of the mindset, the thought in mind as you take this group? Obviously, your wrestling is strong here. A lot of guys going into this weekend, I know, pretty confident. Hear your thoughts just on your squad as you go into this district tournament.
Yeah, you know, going into practice this week, you know, it's not going to be anything crazy. We've dialed down practice. You know, we're not going as long, you know, and we've even dialed back the intensity of the practices. We spend a little bit more time on, you know, individualized instruction as far as we make documents out for each kid, you know, little things that they could work on. So, you know, sometimes for warm-ups, that's their warm-up is we'll give them a certain amount of time in each position, and they're just focused on the things that they need to do to improve. And then their partner in the room is just trying to help them out with that. You know, whatever issues they're having, they're giving them those situations, and they're working through that stuff. So whereas the beginning of the year, you know, we're trying to get them in shape, we're trying to go, 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 we can kind of dial back a little bit now. You know, the kids should be in shape, and this week we're probably not going to improve their conditioning a whole lot anyways. So just little things, maintaining, making sure we get the district healthy. So yeah, and then just making sure they're on the right, you know, level as far as stress wise, because, you know, some of these kids, even if they've been to districts before, it's a big tournament for them. But making sure they're not nervous, you know, answering any questions they have, and making sure that, you know, mentally, like we talked about before, mentally they're in a good place, because, you know, if they start freaking out and they get real nervous, that takes a lot of energy out of them, and then they're not able to wrestle like they want to.
Certainly important to have that balance, as you mentioned, and ultimately this is what they've been wrestling for all season, right? To have a chance to wrestle this weekend, have a chance to try and get to the state.
Yeah, you start the season, every single kid's goal is to go to the state tournament. It's an amazing show. I've been to a couple other state tournaments, and the Ohio High School Athletic Association does a great job making it, like, it's not just the tournament, it's a show. I mean, if you've ever been down to the state tournament, you know that it's a pretty unreal experience. I would recommend, even if you're not a wrestling fan, going out and watching, because especially like the finals, is it's crazy. You know, there's pyrotechnics and all the stuff, so it's an amazing event. And yeah, that's every kid's goal, and we have State of Ohio boards in our room, and when they make it to state, they get to put their name on it, and then if they place at state, they get to put their name on our state placer board. So the kids always are looking up there at that. That's their goal. You know, that's what they're striving to do. So yeah, it can be a high stress situation whenever they are actually in that situation and they have that opportunity to put their name up on that board.
All right, Scott, well, thanks for your time, and good luck to your guys this weekend.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
That's the voice of West Olds Knights head wrestling coach Scott Vaughn on the Weekly Wrestling Report.